You may have heard the old joke that it's a recession when your neighbor loses his job, and a depression when you lose yours. But it does raise an interesting question. What exactly is the difference between a recession and a depression? Welcome to Economics Made Simple. Please remember to like this video and click that subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. As it turns out, distinguishing between the two isn't so easy. For help, we turn to Clint Dahl. Clint, can you help us understand the difference between a depression and a recession?
Well, there's not a straightforward answer on what distinguishes a recession from a depression, because there is no hard, fast definition for either a recession or a depression. Let's look first at recession. The closest thing we have to an official recession definition is the vague standard outlined by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The NBER is a private organization that has become the quasi-official authority on what a recession is and when a recession happens. The NBER defines a recession as a significant decline in economic activity that is spread across the economy and lasts more than a few months. Right away, you can tell this definition isn't very specific. When considering if an economy has entered or left a recession, the NBER will look at a variety of different government statistics: economic output, unemployment rate, consumer spending, just to name a few. But the NBER also makes sure we know this. As noted on their website, there is no fixed rule about what measures contribute information to the process or how they are weighted in our decisions. Nailing down a definition of depression is even tougher. The NBER only says that the term depression is often used to refer to a particularly severe period of economic weakness. Part of the reason that defining a depression is so difficult is because we've only had one in our history, the Great Depression, which began back in 1929. By looking at the Great Depression, however, we can identify three characteristics that make it different from any recession we've ever had: duration, size of the drop in GDP, and amount of the increase in unemployment. For perspective, let's compare the Great Depression to the 2008 financial crisis, also known as the Great Recession. The Great Recession lasted from 2007 to 2009, 2 years. The Depression ran for 10 years, from 1929 to 1939. During the Great Recession, GDP fell a little over 4%. During the Depression from 1929 to 1933, GDP fell by nearly 30%. Unemployment during the Great Recession climbed to 10%. In the Depression, unemployment reached nearly 25%. And during the Great Recession, there were 168 bank failures from 2007 to 2009. During the Depression, there were 7,000 bank failures from 1930 to 1933. At the time, that was roughly one-third of the entire U.S. banking system. Ultimately, recessions and depressions share the same features. What it really boils down to is just the size and scope of these changes.
Thank you, Clint. Recessions are bad enough. Let's hope we never have another downturn that's so severe we even have to wonder if it might be a depression. Well, that concludes today's presentation. As always, if you enjoyed this video, be sure to hit the subscribe button and check back often for more of Economics Made Simple.